Florida Department of Citrus Deputy Executive Director David Steele summarizes ways the department has made large budget cuts as HLB has reduced citrus crops in the state.
We've made some very substantial reductions on the personnel side. Over 3 years, we've had a reduction of almost $1 million on the payroll side. So that's a big deal. But also in terms of our programming, we've had major reductions which we've implemented across the business. And the real focus has been on preserving the integrity of our programs and remaining focused on our mission. Whenever possible, those reductions have been done in such a way that we could preserve whatever the core purpose of that program was in some other way. And sometimes that's by bringing activity in-house that would have otherwise been handled by contractors. Sometimes it's able to shift or leverage programs that are underway elsewhere here at the department. The line that was used earlier today with the commission was that we're making cuts but not bleeding. They're very dramatic cuts. We've absorbed about $3 million in cuts just this season alone. We know that that's nothing compared to the pain that the growers are suffering as a result of greening. So we're very sensitive to the dynamics that are affecting the entire industry, not just here at the department, but we're proud of the way that we've been able to make those cuts thanks to the leadership of Shannon Shepp, and do so in a way that, again, protects the integrity of our programs.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.